Welcome to Anime Cons TV. I'm Doug Wilder. Recently, I went back to KatsuCon for the first time in a couple years, so I went for 2017, and I kind of had some mixed opinions about it, just like I have in the past. Overall, it's a con that feels very focused on the hall cosplay. I mean, that's something you see a lot of people talk about because of the space at the Gaylord. You're in the middle of February, but you still can get shots that look like you're outside. And it was also a warm weekend, which helped, and just lucky for us. But because of the focus really on hall costuming and hall cosplay, a lot of times the con itself feels very crowded. My personal experience was a little mixed. I did press for the convention, for Anime Cons TV, obviously. And well, their press department has gotten better. Before, they used to not have badge pickup until after main opening ceremonies and a couple of panels had already run. They actually said they were going to open, I think it was about 8 o'clock in the morning this time, which, you know, I got in, great, this is going to be perfect, I'll grab my badge, and then, you know, start seeing the con. Except then I had to wait 90 minutes because no one was there to open when they said they were open. And that's, I got the vibe from the staff people. I didn't get a chance to really directly ask anyone, but whoever was supposed to open never showed up and kind of dropped the ball there. But personal opinion is, if you're going to have something like that open, you got to have people that are on point on and responsible for that. And if you don't have, if they are unavailable, if something, you know, something might happen last up, you have a backup plan. You have a backup person that you can get in touch with right away, so people aren't waiting around 90 minutes to get their badges when they were under the impression they're going to get it right away. Another thing that just kind of stood out to me is, this convention had a lot of people wandering around with boomboxes blasting music, and, well, you know, not, I don't think they should be banned. I know some conventions have kind of a policy at kind of have it at an acceptable noise level. We shouldn't hear you from across the convention center hallway while you're walking around, and things like that. And it seems like such a minor thing. But when you're walking from one area to the other, or just trying to get to a quiet space, it can be really disruptive. Speaking of sound, one panel that I managed to get to was called So Sue Us, and it was talking about kind of copyright law and trademark and things like that, and kind of how it pertains to anime fandom and even more kind of general geek fandom in general. Like, they talked about fan fiction, making works for the Artist Alley, things like that. And while the panel itself had some really good content, the room it was being presented in was, like, shared an air wall with, like, the AMV contest, so you had a lot of noise bleed coming right into the other panel room.
So when we talk about copyright, it's not usually economic damages, like, oh, you took this thing that I made and then you sold it and I lost profit from it. It's usually, you took this and you put a twist on it, and I lost money because I could have sold those licensing deals to you. So that's usually what's up for debate when it comes to a copyright claim, and we'll talk a little bit more about the cases involved with that.
And this is something that I think a lot of conventions always need to pay attention to, is what programming is going on the other side. So you kind of put, if you know you're going to have loud programming in one area, don't have it next to another room that's going to be just a straight panel. I remember one time when I went to New York Anime Fest, when that still existed, they had Yoshiyuki Tomino, creator of Gundam, giving a keynote speech, and right behind him on the other side of an air wall was like a dance party. And it's disrespectful to both groups, because now you either have to tell one set to, hey, quiet down, or you're getting the other group that's being disrupted. The other thing about the panel that stood out to me was, this was put in a pretty large room, and while I don't fault the panelists for this, because it was such a large room, it looked maybe like a third full. And I don't know if this was just what was available or what, but it feels like a lot of the issues with KatsuCon's programming is there's not enough drive to get people to attend it. They've got good programming. They have, forgive me if I'm mangling the acronym, the JCI, which is the Japan Cultural Institute, where you've got a lot more in-depth, heavy-duty, really interesting stuff focused on Japanese culture and history. But at the same time, you're not doing much to get people to those rooms, and I don't know what the solution there is other than really promote it. I think the other way you get people in seated programming is you make it stuff that's really going to appeal to them. And as we've said, you know, KatsuCon is a con that really gets a huge turnout for cosplayers, and that's not a bad thing. But I think if you know that that's kind of the market of people that are coming, maybe tailor your programming a bit more. Really push big costume programming. There was definitely some cosplay panels on in the schedule, but maybe have some more. Really push them. Say, hey, we've got a cosplay track now. Come check this out. And I think that's a really good way to get, you know, more people in seated programming. So one, if you're attending, you're getting your money's worth for your badge besides just hanging out, taking pictures. Two, as con staff, you're going to get people that are now going to seated programming, which will hopefully kind of make the hallways a little less, feel a little less crowded. One of the other things that stood out to me, though, about kind of how this convention has become so focused and so have so much attention to cosplay was in the dealer's room, of all places. I mean, and not just, like, dealers selling cosplay materials, like wigs and everything, although those definitely were there. It was the first time I can recall ever seeing the company Simplicity having a booth. And for those of you who don't know, Simplicity is a company that makes, like, patterns and stuff for making outfits. So you would often use it for a costume and so things like that. And if you looked at their booth, they didn't have a whole lot, but they did have some of their patterns, you know, things like, you know, school uniforms, kind of those big Kigu pajamas, things like that. So the thing, I think they even had, like, kimono and stuff. So things that would be relevant to anime cosplayers were right there. And while they, you know, it's not a whole lot, but it's getting their name out there. They also had a really neat little thing where they were giving away lollipops, and everything had kind of just like a nice, like, positive aspiration, like, hey, you're awesome, or hey, you're a cool person. And the way you got one is if you wrote a nice note to someone for another lollipop. So again, they weren't selling much, but they were getting their name out there and really kind of working towards kind of building the better community, which is something that, you know, I think is a really good thing to work on. Another thing, though, was the dealer's room itself was one of the better ones I've seen overall. I think they've spread out well. Like, you didn't feel too cramped. You could move around, and even when it was kind of at peak capacity, you know, peak times, the dealer's room didn't feel very full, and I think it was just a well setup. But on the flip side of that, there was also the artist alley, which I don't know why, but it felt really cramped. And I think it's they just had smaller lanes and stuff, so it was very hard to kind of poke around and browse. In the back of the artist alley, they had, like, some areas for, you know, getting pictures in your costume, you know, sets, things like that, which is a neat thing to see, and I'm glad more cons are doing it. But again, because of that, you didn't spread out the artist alley much, and, like, a lot of people I know said they only went through it once and maybe twice just to try to get through, and they just felt like they couldn't move. So I don't know what the solution there is, but I think just they need to spread it out a little more. But again, KatsuCon's always been a mixed bag for me. I did have a good time. I just want to see them really kind of figure out kind of where they are, and if they really want to embrace the cosplay culture, which I think they should, I think having more programming, and I know they have some, but again, more programming related to cosplay and really push to get people there will do that. I think if they want to kind of keep the broader identity, again, really find ways to push and promote the seated programming, like the JCI, which is, again, a very good thing. I get there. Will I go back? I never want to say never. Again, I had a good time, and, you know, around National Harbor, it was a very nice area. I stayed a little bit further off-site, but it was still pretty easy to get in and out of the convention. They had a really good pass system for a weekend pass for the parking garage, so even though I was commuting in, it still didn't, you know, it still saved a lot of money. So I think there is a possibility. I it's not high on my list, but again, I know in this case, I never want to say never. So if you've gone to KatsuCon, or if you have a con report of your own, don't forget to drop us a line. You can reach us out on Twitter at AnimeConsTV. We are also on Google Plus, Facebook. You can even send us an email at podcast@animecons.tv. Or you can even give us a phone call, leave us a voicemail. We do like listening to them. If you're at another convention, let us know what you think. Tell us something you thought was awesome, something you thought was terrible. We want to hear it. You can leave us a voicemail at 762-ADEQUATE. I'm Doug Wilder, and we'll see you guys next time.